Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, here is a statistic for you. Every 20 minutes across the South Pacific, someone is having an amputation. That's more than 80 amputations a day, nearly 600 a week, and over 30,000 a year. That's from the International Diabetes Foundation, because diabetes is the leading cause of those amputations. Now, one person who knows this better than most is Fiji National University's Professor of Surgery, Eddie McCaig. He says in Fiji, they do one amputation every 12 hours. That is twice a day. And Professor Eddie McCaig joins me now. Bulla.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what kind of amputations are being done?
We have usually lower limb, and they go from the toe to below the knee, mainly. And when we talk about one every 12 hours, this is below the knee, not just the toes.
See, I just assumed because you've got so many, it might just be like a digit, but like below the knee, that's quite...
No, this is below the knee, yeah.
So why is there such a high rate of these amputations? Like, why is it so bad?
Our incidence of diabetes is very high. Mm. In the Pacific, we know as a fact that about 16% of our population is diabetic. We go out on the street, we test blood, 16% of them would have diabetes. We think as high as 30% of our adult population has diabetes. And we do know as a fact that if the person has diabetes, about only 20% of them have it controlled. So it's poorly controlled diabetes, poor foot care. I mean, this is the tropics. We wear no shoes and we injure our foot and we love our herbal medicines, etc. So they come late and we cut the legs off.
It's hard to get my head around it because it would be such a change for your life if you lost your leg below the knee. And obviously by the time they come in to ask for surgery, it's too late. So what are some of the challenges in helping people before they get to the hospital?
More facts. When they come and get their leg cut off, that's usually done within 24 hours.
So it's that
serious? To save their life. It's serious. It's not like a little blister that we're going to keep an eye on. So when they come into our hospitals, our major hospitals, we cut the leg off within the day. Okay, that's number one. Number two, most of our diabetics are poorly controlled. So, and a lot of them who come in, and 50% of those we know have diabetes, who have been tested and have proven to have diabetes, don't know they have diabetes. And a lot of them don't want to know.
Yeah,
and we have a large population who seeks alternative medicine. So if you ask me, I'd say 100%, and I'm an orthopedic surgeon, 100% of patients who come to see me, and these with major fractures, dislocations, have sought alternative medicines before they come see me.
So what is their reaction when they come in to see you and you say, we're going to have to cut off your leg? How do they respond?
A majority of them say, okay, thank you very much, I'm going home. And then we say, you can't go home, your leg's dead. And they will say, okay, no, we won't be able to cut off. And by the next day or the day after, we're telling them they need to have it cut off higher. Yes. So if it starts off as a toe, by the next day it's below knee, and by the next day it's above knee. And so I would estimate about 25% still don't want it cut off, and they succumb in hospital because of severe sepsis.
So what can be done to address the issue?
The other figure, you know, just a 12-hour amputation, the other figure, 40%, and we do all kinds of surgery in the hospital, everything from head surgery to bone surgery, 40% of our surgery in the hospital is for diabetes. So 4 in 10 operations we do is for diabetes. So we get a lot of cutting.
Yeah.
Okay, what can be done? We know we have this number of diabetes in the Pacific, okay, and I train surgeons for the Pacific too. In the Pacific, we say a diabetic would have polydipsia, which means he's always thirsty and wants to drink, polyuria, and he's always wanting to pass urine, and they've now added another term. They said they also polynesia. So that's how common it is. You know, we say, Polynesian who's middle-aged, he's got diabetes.
Yeah.
And the other fact, we cut a lot of legs off, but the other fact, it also affects, second as a problem, the eyes and we have kidney problems.
Mm.
Just another example, the kidneys, we would estimate in Fiji, population of 800,000-900,000, we have 900 people who need dialysis a year from diabetes, 900. So this is not done in the hospital system.
Mm.
It's done privately, $250 a session by three, that's $750 a week,
mm.
by 52, and that's about 30,000. By 900, that's about $30 million.
That's expensive.
Dollars just for the diabetes, the kidney aspect.
Mm.
So what are we doing? We've recognized the fact. What are we doing is not working.
Mm.
Okay, what are we doing? We're doing extensive work in primary and preventive care. We're doing extensive education work, but we are not working holistically. We're not working together.
Mm.
And so what we have suggested as a team of experts is that it must be a political decision,
mm.
okay, that involves the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Agriculture to get their act together,
yep.
and not work in parallel to.
Yeah, so that the
yeah.
problem can be addressed from that level.
I've even suggested it should be a prime ministerial decision.
Yeah, yeah. It's been truly interesting talking to you, Professor Eddie McCaig. Thank you so much for your time and for joining Pacific Mornings.
Okay, a pleasure. Thank you.
Mwadimanda. That was the Professor of Surgery at Fiji's National University there, Eddie McCaig. Oh, man, truly, truly interesting. When I thought amputations, I thought just toes, but, you know, below the knee to save a life, it really just does just show how quickly it can get out of hand.